Tristan, you and Dali are the type of players that play really hard on court. What kind of impact has Dali's energy played in game?
It's been remarkable. You know, one thing about Dali, every night he's going to come out and bust his tail. He's going to play hard every possession. You know, and it starts with the defense. He picks up 94 feet. He really tries to make, you know, whoever he's guarding uncomfortable. And those are the little things that changes the game, changes the series.
Kenny, back right.
Tristan, Kenny Rota, WHBC Radio. In three games in the NBA Finals on the biggest stage with an undermanned team, LeBron's averaging 41 points, 12 rebounds, 8.3 assists. Are you even amazed at what he's done in the first three games?
No, because every time, you know, the media or anyone thinks that he can't accomplish something or do something remarkable, he always, you know, answers the call. So, you know, he's playing, you know, great basketball for us, and you know, we're just getting on his shoulders and just riding him through the game. So, you know, as him being our leader, he's been, you know, phenomenal, and you know, other guys we got to keep stepping up.
Over here in the third row.
Tristan, Scott Sargent, WFNY. If my math is correct, next game will be your 100th of the season. You're playing incredible amount of minutes through the playoffs. How's the body feeling, and do you think that kind of energy, and is that sustainable at this point?
No, I'm feeling good. You know, I'm 24, so there's no excuse to be tired. You know, so doing a lot of treatment. You got to give our, you know, strength and conditioning staff a lot of credit for making sure guys are getting massages, getting the cold tub, cryo chamber, you know, really taking care of body, because it is a long season. But, you know, at this point, you got to give everything you got. You know, this is it. This is all. There's no basketball after this. So you got to give everything that's left in the tank, and, you know, you can rest when it's all said and done.
Tristan, Dave McMenamin, ESPN.com. During the regular season, you didn't see stretches of games where LeBron would be taking 30-plus shots on multiple occasions consecutively. Mm-hmm. What's that been like, an adjustment for you guys, and do you guys encourage him to carry that much load considering where you're at with the rest of your roster?
Well, you know, during the season, you know, we had Kevin and Kyrie who were able to take a little bit of the loads off, you know, LeBron in terms of how many shots or what he had to do. But, you know, right now in the playoffs, you know, he's getting in good spots. He's getting in on the block, and in terms of the matchups, who's guarding him, you know, he's taking advantage of it. So, you know, he has a lot of good looks. But we just got to try to, you know, find ways to, you know, help make it easier for you. Set a good screen or, you know, Dali bringing the ball to the court. Just find little areas where we can, you know, help him get a little rest and get a little breather. But, you know, he's special. So he's got to do what he's got to do. And if that means taking 30 shots for us to win, you know, that's our best bet.
Mark, front center.
Mark Schwartz, ESPN. Tristan, Dali made a circus shot with you guys only, you know, up by 1 point. Uh-huh. I mean, he was stumbling. I mean, he was falling down. Curry was right on him. How do you explain him making that basket?
At this point, it's Dali. You know, he's done everything you guys think he can't do. So, you know, I'm not surprised at all. It was one hell of a, you know, and one finish. And he also made the free throw, too, which was the icing on the cake. But, you know, he's playing unbelievable basketball right now. You know, I'm just so happy for him because he's – you know, if you get to know Dali, he's the type of kid that, you know, works his tail off every day. He's in the gym, busting his tail, watching film, you know, helping us get better. You know, even though he's only in second year in the league, he's talking to the older guys and trying to help them too. So, you know, you just got to be so happy for, you know, a guy like this.
And you say he makes guys uncomfortable.
Yeah.
He's making the most valuable player in the league uncomfortable, right?
He's just doing his job, picking him up full court. And it starts with our point guard. He's our floor general, and you know he wants to pick up full court. And you know, and our game plan is to make all the guys feel uncomfortable, not just Steph, you know, Clay, Draymond. We got to get them out of their comfort zone and be physical.
In the back left.
Hallie Clifton, Fox Sports Ohio. Tristan, as a hustle energy guy yourself, so many guys on the floor after loose balls tonight, from Shump all the way to Mike Miller. How much of a lift are those winning plays giving you guys right now?
That's what helps you win the game. Those little plays, diving on the floor, getting those 50-50 balls, that's what, you know, separates a win from a loss. And, you know, it's great, you know, Shump, you know, checking out of the game and going to the back and able to come back, fight, and do his job and play hard. You know, says a lot about his character, and it says a lot about the type of guys that we have on our team. We got warriors that come here to, you know, to play hard and battle every night.
We're in the back
Tristan
right.
Adogur, Sport 5 as well. You've done an amazing job guarding Steph Curry, at least for throughout the first three quarters. Can you tell us what's on your mindset and which kind of adjustments did Coach Brown and the coaching staff did with you finding yourself guarding Steph Curry and looking him straight in the eyes?
Oh, you're saying for me on the switching and the pick and rolls?
Yeah.
That's just part of our defense. You know, Coach Blatt and the coaching staff has a lot of confidence in me in terms of being able to try to keep Steph Curry in front. Obviously, you know, I'm not going to go here and say, you know, I'm going to be able to stop him, or, you know, my job is just to have him take tough shots, use my length, and watch film and see which areas and what moves he likes to do and just make him take a tough two and not let him shoot threes.
Right here in the front.
Tristan, Ray Jasky, ESPN 990. From a confidence standpoint, is it growing within this matchup game by game by game to be on the road and almost win but not find the way to do so, then to do so in overtime, and now today not in overtime? Are you gaining confidence with this matchup? Like, we can handle this.
We've been able to handle any team that you guys put in front of us. You know, we've had confidence since day one. I don't think it's after a game we feel like, hey, we can beat this team. We feel like any team we play against, you know, we got what it takes to put ourselves in position to win. So I don't think it's a confidence growing game by game. We just know that if we do and play Cavalier style basketball, which may not be the prettiest, which may not be as flashy as everyone wants to see, if we stick to our game plan, we could put ourselves in position to win a ball game.